Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Let's talk about some of the ramifications from this and what this could mean for other social media platforms.
Well, it means basically that, you know, if the government can prove that there's any national security aspect or threat to any social media platform, courts are going to be, interested and amenable to ban them. Over the course of the past number of years, there's been a lot of talk about banning TikTok for, the past 4 or 5 years, and it's actually been adjudicated in some different courts. But there was never, a big focus on the national security aspect of it. It was, initially the focus was basically on privacy and taking people's information and using it for in improper ways. In recent years, there's been more of a shift now to make the argument that, the Chinese government, owns this company, ByteDance, that, in fact, owns TikTok. And when, users go on TikTok, all of their personal information and other, data that, we all have that we've got to use to sign up for TikTok is now basically being given to the Chinese government. And that becomes a national security problem. That's what kind of probably shifted this argument, and the Supreme Court, quite frankly, really focused on that today in their decision, which again was unanimous. I mean, there was not one dissent out of 9 judges. They all unanimously said that the Supreme Court, the national security threat outweighs any First Amendment free speech, freedom of expression rights that we Americans have.
So with the Trump administration coming in relatively soon now, within just a couple weeks, what could they do to direct the DOJ to not enforce this, if that's even possible?
Well, it's definitely possible. And quite frankly, that's what's going to happen because, the Trump administration takes effect on Monday. All right. So in the Supreme Court ruling, the ban doesn't go into effect until midnight on the 19th, which is literally the day before the inauguration. So the Biden administration has already come out publicly stating that, once the clock strikes midnight on January 19th, we're not going to do anything to enforce this. We're going to let the Trump administration handle any and all enforcement mechanisms. And the reality is that, the Trump administration could just do what the Biden administration did. The Biden administration initially tried to get this done with an executive order. And then Congress voted on this as part of a package that included aid to Ukraine and Israel. So the bill that actually got passed that implemented the TikTok ban wasn't a standalone bill. It was a bill that included aid to Israel and Ukraine as part of a big package. Now, the Trump administration can, in an executive order on Monday, once he takes over, say that, we're not going to enforce this, or we're going to, give it, a 90-day extension to work something out here. So I anticipate that happening because, again, the Biden administration has already kind of made clear that they're not going to do anything or even have the power to do anything to enforce this because they're leaving, 6 hours later after it takes effect.
So let's say Trump does reverse it and they say they're not going to enforce it. What would happen if ByteDance were to reopen TikTok and still be in defiance of the law? Would that change anything?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, technically, yes. But, you know, but again, you know, the Trump administration is going to have abilities you know, to issue executive orders, which could, you know, find ways around the law that was written. You know, there's different nuances here and different ways to actually write an executive order and issue an executive order that could put pausing or non-enforcement mechanisms in place. And again, you got to remember something too here. The laws are only as good as enforcement mechanisms. So you got to ask yourself the question, you know, even if everybody wanted this, okay, even if, like, you know, there was agreement, like, you know, amongst everybody that it should be banned, all right, you know, the $100,000 question is, well, you know, how do you enforce that? You know, if TikTok is already on my phone and your phone, like, it's already downloaded to our app, okay? So there's no way to enforce that off of our apps, off of our phones, okay? I mean, the only way you can enforce this really is, you know, for future people wanting to download it and use it. And, you know, the way the law is written, it imposes civil penalties on companies that help ByteDance, which again, ByteDance is a company that owns TikTok. It imposes civil penalties on any company that helps ByteDance distribute, maintain, or update the services. So you're talking Google, Apple, and other, you know, app companies that, you know, facilitate TikTok getting into the marketplace and getting on social media. So, you know, there's ways, I guess, to find those companies in the future if they help at all, but there's no way to, like, put the genie back in the bottle for everyone who's got it on their phone right now. So, you know, again, the devil is always in the details here on how you're actually going to enforce this.
You know, I'm not sure if you saw this too, but recently there's been a huge trend of people flocking to a Chinese-owned and CCP-approved social media handle called Red Note.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
So there's one argument out there that, you know, that the Trump administration may make, okay? I'm not saying they should or shouldn't, but, I mean, it's just an option for them. They could make the argument that TikTok is really not a national security concern, that Red Note is more of one, and it's better for Americans to go on TikTok than it is on Red Note. And therefore, Red Note is really the bigger problem here and not TikTok. So you're kind of using, you know, kind of a, you know, reverse psychology argument here by saying that, hey, it's actually better for Americans to go on TikTok and because the other guy is really the bad actor here, okay? And we don't want Americans going on the other guy's platform here. So let's rethink our ban on TikTok. That's an argument that could be made. Again, I'm not saying, you know, you should or shouldn't make that argument. I'm just saying that's an option out there.